Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's gear for sea and get underway. Perception is reality, as the old saying goes.
Nothing drives this point home more than the presentations you make to market and grow your business.
Advances in software and technologies are putting the ability to create professional presentations into the hands of any entrepreneur.
You should also follow some simple guidelines in your presentation.
Upping your presentation game will up your business and its revenue.
Helping us to up our presentation game today is Jill Callen with Beautiful.ai, a software company for building presentations.
So, greetings, Jill Callen. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our audience.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
So, you're dialing in from, you're dialing in from Silicon Valley or the Bay Area?
That's right, San Francisco.
How's, that's an inspiring place to work, I would think. You know, just the water and the hills and the bay, and that's a good place to keep motivated.
That's right. And we have plenty of startups and tech companies surrounding us, which is exciting. But it's also exciting to see all the tech cities cropping up across the U.S. and also internationally.
Yeah, it sure is. Boy, it's probably, you know, in the bigger scale of things, the top startup hub in the world.
Yes.
It's a little bit intimidating sometimes.
Yeah. We have a lot of good talent surrounding us, which is amazing for recruiting. But yeah, there definitely is a high bar in the Silicon Valley.
Well, you've got a high bar in presentation software, so we'd like to learn a little bit more about it.
Great.
Great. So we talk about the three essential components to an effective presentation. Can you shed some light onto those and explain how they work together to make a presentation unforgettable?
Absolutely. There's really three critical components of any presentation process. And what you really want to do at the end of a presentation is leave your audience with that lasting impression and hopefully motivate them into a desired action. So the first step in really creating a memorable presentation is in creating the story arc. This is undoubtedly the most important part of any presentation and where the majority of time should be devoted. So like any great story, a great presentation really needs to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. The second critical part of any presentation is your delivery of that presentation. So this is where you really want to come across as an expert, establish your credibility, be very natural in your presentation, avoid reading script, avoid coming off as over-rehearsed, and just be kind of that natural, authentic self in front of your audience, and also persuasive. Obviously, every presentation, the end game is to persuade somebody into believing your idea or content or data. So really being yourself in that presentation is important. And then the third part of the presentation, which oftentimes is the most dreaded part due to kind of the traditional presentation offerings out there today, is a physical presentation and creating that deck. And the end game here really is to easily create a presentation that looks like it was professionally designed. It's an exciting time for presentation software. There's more and more research showing that a strong visual presentation will actually foster more communication with your audience. So it's a pretty critical step. And again, to really kind of have your audience feel like the presentation was memorable and lasting, you need all three of those components working together.
Yeah, so a lot of people in our audience, you know, home-based entrepreneurs, or they're working at a different location. That third part of your good presentation would be the most important to them. How to build that, you know, that physical deck, you know, what you're viewing on the computer screen and make it as compelling as possible. So, you know, how can advances in software and technology, you know, such as the company you're with, make it easy for entrepreneurs, you know, to build professional presentations that will get noticed?
Absolutely. That was the founding principle for Beautiful.ai. Our founder and CEO is a serial entrepreneur. He knows how busy entrepreneurs are and that presentations aren't just about a presentation, but they're the difference between securing funding for startups, small businesses winning pitches and proposals and partnerships. So he really wanted to take the angst and frustration out of this part of the process. So our product uses AI to really understand what how much content is on a page and how that can automatically be adapted to your slide. So as you add content in beautiful AI, your slide will automatically adapt. And this is huge because what it means is that you won't be there at midnight the night before your presentation trying to line up text boxes or arrows to make it look beautiful, but the product itself becomes the expert in the design so that the user doesn't have to. And that really frees up a lot of time for the user to then focus on the story, delivering and rehearsing the presentation, and letting the software really be the expert in terms of designing the presentation.
Seems like a lot of times a lot of entrepreneurs, they try to put too much stuff on one slide. Yeah. I mean, does it like prompt you as, hey, maybe getting a little bit too much text, or you just got to pay attention to that to find that balance?
Yeah, I mean, that is something that we always tell people that are new to beautiful AI, you have to let go and you have to trust the product. And really, it's so much more beneficial for people using the software because it enables you to create a better connection with your audience because they're not trying to read too much text and copy on a slide, but they're listening to your story. And part of the three essential components that I mentioned was really internalizing that presentation so you can deliver it versus reading slides. So our product really will not let you, it'll stop. It won't let you enter in too much text or copy. And at the end, that just creates a really strong visual document.
Yeah, overall, just big picture on what you're doing. I think you're kind of really at a cutting edge. I think there's a bow wave coming in AI applications that are going to hit every part of a small business. And this is just one part of it. But I think we're going to start seeing this AI guiding you through, you know, whether it's business or finance or other areas of marketing, you know, to how to do that effectively. And you've just got the presentation part of it right here.
That's right. And I mean, we hear from our users, we just did a study and it cuts presentation design time down by 10%. Let me say that again. We just did a study with our users, as a matter of fact, and it's 10 times faster to create a presentation in beautiful AI than traditional presentation software platforms. So time saving is kind of the name of the game and really emphasizing the focus on the story for presenters is kind of our founding principle.
And time is money.
Right.
It's often said that the most compelling presentations are structured like a story. What's the best way to build that story arc when you're creating your presentation deck?
Absolutely. We feel strongly that it is the most critical part of the presentation process. And if you nail this part, everything else falls into place. So we do find that they're just like a great story. The presentation, as I mentioned earlier, has three parts, a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it's very important to take your reader, your audience on that journey. We absolutely find that creating the story arc is where the most amount of time should be dedicated in the presentation process. So before you even get to the story arc, the three critical components you want to nail is really a game plan that consists of the problem. Every presentation is really there. You're gathering people in a room to solve some type of problem. So outlining and defining what the problem is critical to take them on that journey. The second step is kind of the inspirational phase. So what you want to do is define the possibilities and the opportunity if the problem is solved. And then the third step is critical. This is kind of the closing. It's the solution. How are we going to solve the problem at hand so that we can experience all of the upside in the opportunity section? And once you nail those three parts of a presentation and you get that outline down, you can start to craft your narrative. And so the next phase is really kind of trying to figure out what are the key messages that I need to convey in all three of those sections for the outline. Number two, what data do I need to support these points? And how am I going to illustrate this visually?
So kind of with that problem you're identifying, that's the hook. That gets their interest in that. You know, you come up with a presentation, you've got to get into the buyer's, whoever's mind you're trying to reach, that there's a problem that they need to solve.
That's right. You're ultimately trying to persuade or sell an idea in a presentation. So taking them on that arc is really important.
Well, let's talk about the presentation itself. What should go into the business presentation, such as an elevator pitch, and what doesn't belong in a presentation?
Absolutely. So we're finding from our users, there are so many different use cases for a presentation, ranging from startups trying to get funding from a VC, small businesses trying to win a new client, sales proposals, marketing proposals, even HR using presentations for onboarding and training materials. So each template will vary a little bit, but generally speaking, there are some best practices for a presentation document. As I mentioned a couple times, a story is really important. So making sure that there is a beginning, middle, and an end. Having the right amount of slides, I think, is really important. You don't want to cut yourself short. You need enough slides to tell the right story, but we always caution presenters to err on the side of keeping it short. That way you'll keep your attention span up from your audience. Avoid bullets. There's a lot of things you can do now in presentation software. Beautiful AI, instead of a bullet, you can use a hand-designed icon that's got a little bit more personality and visual interest to convey your point on the slide.
Oh, so it's okay structures-wise to have like a short bullet statement, but you want to have a different visual with that bullet point. Okay.
That's right. So you can use images instead of bullets just to feel a little bit different than what's expected to keep the audience engaged throughout your presentation. And then the third is avoid kind of the traditional ending, which is thank you or the end. Instead, try finding a powerful quote that summarizes kind of your key points or even a call to action for your audience after the presentation is done.
So it's safe to say you want your audience to remember most your final point.
That's right. You want a strong closing.
Well, Jill, it seems like the business world is starting to move toward more visual presentations to avoid the dreaded phenomenon known as death by PowerPoint. Are there some general rules for including visuals to spice up a presentation rather than distract from it?
Absolutely. It's a really great point. You never want data or photographs just for the sake of them, right? So our recommendation is the photo that you're choosing should be authentic. In our image library, for example, we don't use stock. We have real photography. That's just a difference that you can make in your presentation to come across as authentic. We all know that stock photography doesn't always represent what's happening in the boardroom or real life. So where you can use real photography versus stock, we always caution users to use it sparingly. It should either really illustrate a key point, or it can be used as a transition slide to signal that you're moving on to a new topic. The other thing that's really important is not including too much copy on any one slide. Our product actually won't let you include too much copy. So very short, succinct bullets, maximum of 5 bullet points. And then to represent your own brand or your company's brand, you can use a custom font or a custom color to really bring home kind of your brand messaging and reflect that style.
I don't think we can emphasize that enough. As Shakespeare said, brevity is the soul of wit, and keep it cut down. But other point you may not want to bring out was you're saying not to use too many images, too many photographs. I mean, use authentic ones, but keep that to a minimum.
I think so. I think we also have, you want to use visuals for sure, but in terms of photographs, you want to use them sparingly, really just to make your key point. But when it comes to data, you definitely can use animated graphs that will tell a visual story versus getting your audience tripped up on too much data or numbers. And that's really important. A lot of presentations can get stuck if somebody's trying to add up numbers in a chart. So in Beautiful AI, we actually have automatic animations where you can input your data and it tells a visual story through animated graphs and charts. And you can use different colors to represent growth or changes in growth.
A lot of good points. Jill, are there any other critical success factors that you could recommend to help make dazzling presentations?
I mean, I think the one thing we didn't talk about, which is really important and just very natural, and we hear this a lot from our users. We provide a lot of content around tips to not get nervous when you're presenting. So I always tell our users when they're getting ready to do a big presentation, it's perfectly natural to be nervous. It's a live performance, essentially. So you kind of have to give up on perfection. And it's pretty much guaranteed that the presentation will never go as exactly planned. So just try to internalize your key messages versus memorize every word. Prepare for something to go wrong, technically. It probably will. Don't read your script. Really internalize those key messages so you can authentically deliver them in a way that feels compelling. And just try to be yourself and enjoy the presentation. I think a lot of people ask us about ways to kind of engage their audience and drive interaction. And if you are going for a more interactive presentation, I think it's really important to set that up at the very beginning and just ask for that engagement. Establish yourself as an authority and an expert so that people feel more inspired to ask you questions throughout the presentation if you're really trying to drive that engagement. And as I've mentioned several times throughout the podcast, just focus on your story. It's absolutely the most critical part.
Good point.
So, Helen, this has been a great suggestion on making better presentations. Do you have any final points you'd like to share?
No, just thank you so much for having me. I think it's a really exciting time for presentation software. Our product will cut down time for you in the creation product process. So please check it out. And we're always open to feedback on the product. Right now it's completely free. We're in beta. So it's a great time to go over to Beautiful AI and check it out and create your first presentation and with no cost barriers.
Good presentations are just absolutely essential to any business, no matter how small or how large. So, you know, Jill Callen, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. To learn more about Jill Callen and the Beautiful AI presentation platform, visit beautiful.ai or our podcast website for more information.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, homebusinessmag.com.
This is the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.